The Trump administration is taking a first step toward potentially opening up new parts of Alaska to oil drilling. The Bureau of Land Management announced today that it will consider allowing oil development in parts of the National Petroleum Reserve on Alaska's North Slope that are currently protected. The reserve is an Indiana-sized chunk of federal land west of Prudhoe Bay. The BLM is asking for input on what parts of the reserve should be available for drilling, including areas that were blocked off from oil and gas leasing under the Obama administration. BLM spokesperson Leslie Ehlers-Waters says the announcement is a direct result of an order signed by Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke when he visited Alaska this spring. It ordered the agency to review the existing plan.
His direction was to review that integrated activity plan to ensure that we're promoting a balance of, you know, conservation and development.
Ellis Waters says the 11 million acres that are now blocked off won't be available at this year's oil and gas lease sale. At this point, she says, the Interior Department is just gauging industry interest in the region. And there may be a lot of interest from the oil industry. There have been several big oil discoveries in and around the National Petroleum Reserve in the past year. According to BLM, some of the area that's now off limits has high potential for oil and gas development. But Susan Colini of Audubon, Alaska, says that part of the reserve was protected for a reason. It's near a giant lake that's key habitat for many species.
Tushkapuk Lake, the special area in and around Tushkapuk Lake, are very crucial for wildlife species such as caribou, molting geese. Hundreds of thousands of shorebirds congregate in that area.
The deadline for public comment is September 7th.